Liberians are trying to untangle the problems caused by 14 years of civil war and corruption. The West African nation appears to be on the brink of peace after international troops began arriving last week. That leaves many Liberians asking how to rebuild one of the poorest nations on earth. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports.
The most visible sign that Liberians believe the current peace will hold is that tens of thousands of them are heading home. Almost a third of the population, or 1 million people, fled the recent fighting across the country. Irem Siefa and his 7 children are walking along a road that leads north out of Monrovia. Each child carries a sack of belongings. His teenage daughter balances a styrofoam mattress on her head. The family has spent most of this year in refugee camps, but now they're finally going home. The 43-year-old Siefa says their house was ransacked by the advancing rebels.
Oh, they break into it and they loot almost everything. Only what I brought with me, that's all I have. Everything is gone. I have no food, nothing there.
Siefa says the coming days are going to be hard for Liberia and hard for him. He doesn't have any food, he says he hasn't had a job for years, and he's particularly worried that his children won't get a chance to go to school.
But can a child go to school hungry? And there's no job we're supposed to provide for these things. So it's going to be difficult.
And there are many other Liberians in exactly the same situation, jobless and hungry in a ruined nation. There are almost no private sector jobs, and the government now only controls a sliver of the country. Armed rebels control the rest. Men who used to work for the power company talk about the good old days of the 1980s when there still was electricity. Schools have closed or been turned into refugee camps. Roads have washed out. Cargo ships have overturned in Monrovia's docks and still sit blocking the harbor. The Archbishop of Monrovia, Michael Francis, blames the downfall of Liberia on former President Charles Taylor.
Before Mr. Taylor came, we have Mr. Doe, and he committed a lot of violation of human rights. But the level of destruction hadn't reached this.
On Christmas Eve of 1989, Charles Taylor's rebel forces invaded Liberia. 7 years later, Taylor was elected president. The Archbishop, waving his arm out at the ruined streets of Monrovia, says before Taylor, things worked.
We had electricity, we had water, and the schools were running, the hospitals were running, etc., etc. Mr. Taylor came on with a different thing, putting guns in the hands of people, and didn't pay them, so they went and looted. So looting is a way of life. Killing people is a way of life now. And he is directly responsible for all this.
The Archbishop says Taylor created a climate of arrogance and impunity in which his cronies got rich while the rest of the country collapsed around them. And he says the culture of greed has to be snapped. Taylor went into exile last week in Nigeria to appease rebels who'd besieged the capital and to avoid a United Nations war crimes indictment in Sierra Leone. The arrival of the Nigerian peacekeepers, backed by U.S. Marines with attack helicopters, has brought hope here that the country's latest civil war is coming to an end. But there are still less than 1,000 peacekeepers for a mission that could eventually encompass 15,000 troops. The rebels, who used to control the port, have complained that the international peacekeepers aren't providing enough security. Despite having agreed to pull out of the capital, the rebels have threatened to restart their own patrols in parts of Monrovia. Jacques Klein, the UN Special Representative for Liberia, says the UN is not going to put up with the rebels making and then breaking agreements.
I would warn all these thugs. Don't assume that Taylor is the only war criminal. When you murdered schools and churches and hospitals, you can also be indicted as a war criminal and eventually sent to Sierra Leone. So they better be very careful.
Klein says the main challenge facing Liberia is to demilitarize the nation. Taylor flooded the country with guns, and even in his final days in office, he flew in weapons in violation of a UN weapons ban. Liberia also has thousands of child soldiers. Klein says there must be organized efforts to reintegrate these kids into society.
It's going to be very difficult when you're 14 years old and you've had a Kalashnikov threatening people, raping people, and robbing people to say, now, we're going to help you get an education, and then you can be a bank clerk or repair bicycles or be a gas station attendant.
Klein adds that people here are exhausted by years of war, and he believes even the armed combatants are ready to start rebuilding their country. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Monrovia.